Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Masquerade. In the old Southwest, as elsewhere, money, or the lack of money, was a motivating factor for crime. Sometimes the criminal, acting on impulse, merely went out and held up his intended victim. Other times he planned carefully to throw the guilt on others. So it is that early one afternoon we find two cowhands, Jolly Dykes and Tom Redland, riding herd outside the town of Seven Oaks. Jolly has a bundle.
What you got there, Jolly?
This here bundle, you mean?
Yeah.
Before I answer that, Tom, let me ask you this. How'd you like to make some easy money?
Sure I would. I'd like to take in this masquerade dance tonight, but I'm plumb broke. Don't dare to ask the boss for another advance, neither.
Same here. Stage is coming through in another half hour, Tom.
Well?
Jake Nolan and his sister Donna will be on the stage. They had an uncle die in Denver. He left them some money, and they went there to get it. Chances are they'll have the money with them.
How do you know that?
Oh, I hear things. I keep my ears open.
So you're fixing to hold up the stage?
Why not? Me, I like excitement. Ain't no excitement in riding herd on this bunch of dogies.
Well, I don't know.
I got it all figured out, Tom. The Cisco Kid and that fat partner of his are camped around here. I'm about the same size as Cisco, and you could pass for the fat one in disguise.
Go on, I'm listening.
Well, I got a couple outfits in this bundle that's near enough to what them umbers wear to get by.
Where'd you get them?
Borrowed them from people I know, used to live down by the border.
Anybody around here know you got them?
No. Who?
Who?
I'll open up this bundle so you can see.
I don't know about getting tangled up with an hombre like Cisco.
Oh, what's the matter with you? I ain't afraid of Cisco. Anyhow, we ain't got to get tangled up with him. Now, look. Look at them outfits, Tom. Fancy boots, or wrappies, everything we need.
By thunder, that might get us by.
Sure it would. We can put these costumes on back in the canyon. Then after the holdup, we can bury these outfits and put on our own clothes, and ain't nobody gonna know the difference.
Only thing is, our horses, Jolly. That big horse of Cisco's is known all over this part of the country.
Well, we keep our horses out of sight. I figure I can imitate Cisco's voice pretty good. I've heard him talk enough. What do you say?
All right, I'm with you.
Good. Maybe afterwards I'll ride in and talk to the sheriff about Cisco. Come on, let's go.
Jake, it's all I can do to believe we got this money. $3,000. Think of it.
Not bad, is it, Donna? With what we can borrow from the bank, that'll give us enough to open up our cafe.
I wish we'd get home to Seven Oaks. I don't like having this much money on us.
We'll be there another 20 minutes or so.
It's the same. I wish you hadn't done so much talking about us inheriting this money and going back after it.
Now, don't get nervous.
All right, stop me horses, driver. Stop me. Boo.
Oh, my heaven, there's a holdup.
Pancho,
how
many horses?
Pancho? Huh. This must be the Cisco Kid.
Come out of there, you two.
But we haven't got anything.
Come out!
Well, we better do as he says, Don. It's the Cisco Kid, all right.
Oh.
Get the harness up, both of you. Turn around.
Now, look, Cisco, you can't...
Pancho!
Well, what have we got here? A nice little haul.
Please, that's all the money we got.
That is all the money you had, you mean. I'll take those guns, senor. All right, Pancho.
Let's get out of here, driver, before Cisco starts shooting.
Why, these two hombres ain't Cisco and Pancho.
Just for that, driver.
Oh! He shot down the driver, Jake.
Get back inside the coach, ma'am. You, senor, grab the reins.
I sure will.
Now, get out of here.
Right, get out.
I sure wish you hadn't gunned down that driver, Jolly. Now they'll be after us for murder.
Not after us, Tom, but they sure will be after the Cisco kid.
Who we get mail from, Cisco?
Oh, I'm not sure we'll get mail from anyone, Pancho. But we'll ride to the post office of Seven Oaks and see.
See, Cisco. But, Cisco...
See, Pancho.
Who know how what to send the mail where? We'll ride all over the place, Cisco, not stay long in one place, no?
Yeah, that is true, amigo.
Uh-huh.
But I wrote several letters to friends of ours saying we would be here in Seven Oaks for 2 or 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
If those friends decide to answer within that time, we may have some mail today.
Make no difference to Pancho, Cisco. Pancho not can read anyway.
One of these days, Pancho, I'm going to teach you how to read.
Cisco can read. Pancho not got to learn to read.
Oh, it's good to know just the same.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there's the stagecoach, Pancho, just coming down the mountain road. Suppose we ride escort to town with it.
Si, Cisco.
Up, Diablo, come on.
Up, Logo, ride escort, Logo. Say, I'm Molly, the driver, Cisco.
I cannot tell at this distance, amigo. But I believe this is Senor Frank Morley's run. Now let us see. No, it's not Senor Frank.
Cisco, driver, pick up a rifle.
Si.
Get away from here, you bandit.
Look out, Pancho, he's aiming at us. Diablo, come on now. Hold there, hold.
Hold, Logo.
Satisfied with what you already done today?
Santa, he shoot again, Cisco.
Mother mia, that hombre will kill someone yet.
We go after him. Learn him the lesson, Cisco, no?
No, we will not do that, Pancho.
No?
Instead, we will follow the stage in, out of the range of that rifle.
Out of the range?
I want to know what that driver meant by his question.
What question, Cisco?
He asked if we were not satisfied with what we have already done today.
Hmm?
A question like that, Pancho, calls for an answer.
Uh-huh.
Especially when rifle fire comes with it. We will find out. Up, Diablo, come.
Diablo, go now, go.
Oh. Hey, Sheriff.
Yeah?
Where are you going?
Over to watch the stage come in. Oh, howdy, Jolly. Didn't recognize you at first. You're so covered with dust. Been doing some hard riding by the look of you and your horse.
I sure have, Sheriff. I figured the stage might have had trouble up on the mountain.
Hmm? What do you mean?
Well, a little while ago, the Cisco kid and his partner rode past where me and Tom Redden was riding herd. They was heading towards the stage road. Right afterwards, we heard a couple of shots, and then we saw the stage go racing down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Thought I better get in here and tell you about it.
Well, I'm glad you did, Jolly. Did you and Tom ride over to see what the trouble was?
No, we didn't. We figured by the time we got there, there wouldn't be no trace of anything. So I come on in here.
Mm. Oh, here comes the stage now. Let's walk over and see if anything did happen. Say, that ain't Frank Morley driving. By thunder, it's Jake Nolan.
Hey, Sheriff, come here, quick.
Coming, Jake. Huh, what's the matter, Jake?
Well, the matter is that this stage was held up back in Oak Pass, and Don and I was robbed of all of our money, $3,000.
No.
Sheriff, you got to get a posse out right away after that Cisco kid.
After Cisco?
What did I tell you, Sheriff?
But where's Frank Morley?
Cisco shot him down just for nothing.
Hmm.
Well, the stage driver did say he didn't think it was Cisco, but there's no doubt in my mind.
Mine neither.
The way those two were dressed and the way they talked, it was Cisco and Pancho.
Well,
look, sure. Here they come now. They're just riding in.
By thunder, I'll settle their hash with this here right.
Now, wait a minute, Jake.
Ho, ho, ho. What is this, Senor Sheriff?
What is this, Senor Sheriff?
Watch them, Sheriff. They may throw a gun on you.
I'm watching them.
Senor Driver, just what was the idea of shooting at Pancho and me with that rifle?
Why, you coyote, Cisco, you got the nerve to ask why?
See, of course I'm asking why. What is the matter?
Well, it appears like you and Pancho held up the stage, Cisco, and shot down Frank Morley.
We did what?
Pancho thinks somebody got a bad dream.
Who says we did that?
I say so.
Yes, and so do I. You took $3,000 from us, and then you killed Morley.
Your pardon, Senora, for disagreeing with you, but disagree I must. That is not true.
Now, Jolly Dykes here saw you ride past where he was riding herd.
That's right.
Where was this, hombre?
Just north of Oak Pass, by the mesa.
That is a lie. We have not been near that mesa today.
Not near it yesterday, neither.
Take him in, Sheriff.
Looks like I'd better. Now, Give me no trouble, you two, or I'll have to shoot.
This sounds very much like a frame-up to me, Senor Sheriff.
You come on with me and don't make no wrong move.
We would not think of making a wrong move unless you call this...
I'll help you, Sheriff.
You're not helping nobody, hombre. I'm fast to take that gun with my bullwhip. Hombre, not get the gun now.
I will take that gun, Sheriff. Come on, Pancho.
Jake, don't let him get away.
I will take that rifle out of your hand, senor.
Hey, look out.
Jake!
I can't do nothing now. He yanked that rifle right away from me.
Adios, amigos.
Up, loco. Adios, amigos.
Oh, there, ho, ho.
Oh, look, ho, 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 ho. Why we stop here in Canyon Bluff, Cisco?
I want to have a look at that dyke, hombre. There, you see, Pancho?
Where?
Down there. He is riding herd with another hombre.
Why you look at him, Cisco?
Because he told a lie about us, amigo. We are going to find out his reason.
The sheriff get the posse out, no?
No doubt he will have. But we are way ahead of the posse.
Why they think Cisco and Pancho make a hold-up, Cisco?
Because the hold-up men must have resembled us, Pancho.
Oh.
They may even have dressed the way we do, but that is just a guess. Yeah. Come, let us ride down there. Come on, Diablo.
Come on, loco, come on. Hombre, see us coming, Cisco.
Let them see us. That is all right. You watch that other hombre, Pancho, while I am talking with the one called Jolly.
Pancho, watch him like the hawk, Cisco.
Oh, Diablo, ho!
Oh, loco, ho!
What you want, Cisco?
I merely want to know, hombre, why you told the sheriff what you did about outpassing this mesa.
Well, of course you did pass this mesa. Me and Tom both saw you. How about that, Tom?
We sure did.
Either you saw someone else or you are lying.
I ain't taking that kind of talk, Cisco.
Which is it?
Easy, Charlie. We saw somebody, Cisco. We thought it was you.
Just where did you see them?
They was riding right past them cottonwood trees.
Very well. We'll ride over there and look for the tracks.
And what if you don't find no tracks?
Then Pancho and I will be back. Up, Diablo, come on.
Up, Logo, look for the tracks.
Cattle or no cattle, we better get out of here, Jolly. Cisco ain't gonna find any tracks. Let's pull straight out of the country.
Nothing doing. I'll leave here for now, but I'm going to that masquerade dance tonight. First chance I've had to spend money in a year. And if Cisco gets in my way, I'm gonna gun him down.
And the chances are that Cisco will get in Jolly's way. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.